Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And other healthcare workers face risks every day, and COVID has only heightened the danger. But now they're facing another potential hazard at the same time, physical and verbal assaults from patients. WBUR's Beth Healy has the story.
Here's a chilling figure from one of Boston's most prominent medical institutions. Massachusetts General Hospital officials say 2 to 3 nurses a day face assaults by patients. They can range from a shove to a kick or even verbal threats. They can occur in any part of the hospital, and many of them happen in the emergency department.
So this is any walk-ins would come here, and then the ambulance patients would come in back here.
Ryan Curran watches over the triage area, where he's a security manager.
Right now, there's probably a couple hundred patients in the ED. They're waiting for beds.
Curran is one of more than 200 security people at Mass General's many buildings. They're trained to keep hospital staff safe and de-escalate violent outbursts from patients. But nurses and patient care assistants, and sometimes doctors, are often on the front lines. Bonnie Michaelman is head of security at Mass General.
We have a lot of issues with patients who have dementia and different forms of Alzheimer's who have changed from their normal personality to a personality that can be erratically volatile. Those are really sad cases, but those are a lot of the cases we have.
The staff also sees patients with mental illness who've been unable to get treatment during COVID, and their conditions have worsened. There are patients with drug or alcohol addiction and others acting out.
People who come in and simply are behaving badly, for lack of a better word.
Patients in some parts of the country have lashed out at medical workers over COVID issues. Their anger can explode due to mask-wearing policies or disagreements about treatment. Hospital officials in Boston say some patients become aggressive as they come off anesthesia and don't even remember the next day. All of these scenarios are made worse by a nationwide shortage of nurses and other medical staff during the pandemic. And Michaelman says nurses and patients alike are more stressed out than ever.
People didn't get their health care as quickly as they could have. People got very sick. People got very scared. People got very economically challenged.
The full scope of the violence is hard to pin down. Hospital officials say they only know about a portion of the assaults and threats at their facilities.
We believe that the reporting is lower than what the reality is. We believe that it is underreported.
That's Colleen Snyderman. She's executive director for quality and safety in nursing and patient care at Mass General. She says the hospital started tracking assaults in 2019, but it doesn't make the data public. The state's largest nurses union is pushing for stronger reporting to the Department of Public Health. Its president, Katie Murphy, is an ICU nurse at Brigham and Women's Hospital. She says better information could help make hospitals safer for workers.
What does the campus look like? What does security look like? What does access to the hospital look like? And of course, what does staffing look like? And come up with a plan to prevent this.
In the meantime, hospitals are doing safety training. And Mass General is going to test a panic button on nurses' badges. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beth Healy.